Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Reaction Monday. The Titans season has come to an end, and they will have the number one overall pick this spring in the draft. We say hello now to former Titans punter Brett Kern, who's on the line with us. Brett, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
We're feisty today. That's how we are. I know.
Understandable.
Before we kind of get into what's next, as a player, you know, you did this a lot. I mean, it happened every year. The season was going to end at some point, sometimes later than others, sometimes earlier than others. But what is today like as a player going in with this team for the final time?
I'm sure the locker room, you're cleaning out your locker room today. You probably got exit meetings, meet with your position coach, potentially meet with the head coach. You know, there's a lot of guys that are free agents, unrestricted free agents, restricted, exclusive right guys, practice squad. So, there could be potentially, 30, 40 guys that are meeting with Ran or Chad, however that structure, maybe both of them, whatever the structure looks like for them. But, signing guys to future practice squad deals and all that kind of stuff for the offseason. So there's a lot going on. Honestly, being a part of teams that weren't, that didn't have great seasons, it's pretty quiet. It's probably pretty quiet in the building. Guys are walking around, probably not saying much to each other, just because the season. Obviously, you wanted it to look a lot different than what it did, and it didn't. And then anytime there's uncertainty going into an off season, ending the season in 2019, just short of the Super Bowl, guys were sad, obviously. But, to get that far to the AFC Championship game, guys were still it was really good vibes, right? Compared to, in 2014, we were 2-14. And with Wiz, I don't even know if I said anything to anybody when I went in and cleaned out my locker. So I'm sure there's probably, I'm sure it's just pretty quiet. Guys are just walking around and, just kind of see what the offseason brings.
The Titans will pick number one overall, at least right now. They have secured the number one overall pick. How do you view that? Do you use it as currency to try and add more picks? Because we know that it's more than just quarterback that this team needs. Or do you fall in love with one of these quarterbacks or potentially Travis Hunter and pick at that number one position?
Well, I think there's a couple different ways you can go. First of all, my opinion is you trade it, the more capital. You don't have a third round pick. So the more picks you can get, whether it's this year or even next year, if you can get another first rounder next year. I look at the Lions, what they did. 2023, their first round, they had two picks. They got Jahmyr Gibbs and Campbell, right? Two starters. Then they go in and they have six picks in the first three rounds. The second round, they go get Laporta and Branch, right? So you got four starters in one draft. 2022, they have two first round picks. They get Hutchinson and Jameson Williams. That's how you change your team. Not by one guy. Not by one quarterback per se. I went back and I looked what do you think is a generational quarterback? What do you think, like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Right, 10 years. Okay, so now we're going back to 2014, right? And so I went back, and I'm not counting 2024 or 2023, because if you don't have your quarterback that you picked in the first round, that's a problem, right? I think we could agree that that's not good. So I just looked at only first-round quarterbacks, right? And so you're going back, so 2022 season all the way back to 2014, right? So there's 28 quarterbacks that were selected in the first round, okay, all those years. Nine of them, 32%, nine of them are still with their original team. So if you go back, and even if you go back to 10 years, right, none in 14, none in 15, none in 16, you only have Patrick Mahomes in 2017, right? And then obviously 18, there's none. I mean, 2020 class is obviously the best class with Burrow, Tua, Herbert, Love, right? But look at like 2021, T-Law, Zach Wilson, not with his team, Trevor Lawrence, not with his team, Lance, Fields, Jones, Kenny Pickett in 2022. Like, a quarterback is not a for sure thing. And so when you look at, the top offensive lines from this year, right, 12 of them are in the playoffs. Right, one of those teams not in the top 12, the Cardinals. So 11 out of the 12 top offensive line ranked are all playoff teams, right? You look at teams that led the league in sacks, right? Broncos, Ravens, Vikings, Texans, Chargers, Bucks, Packers, all playoff teams. It starts in the trenches, right? And I think if you go get a quarterback at the number one, you're putting a lot on that person, especially if you're not going to, you know, shore up the offensive line, defensive line. I just think the more picks that you have, that's what you need to get better quicker.
Talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Brett, this is kind of an odd question. Did you ever have any conversations with Bud or Amy when you were with the Titans? Just in passing, how's it going? Anything like that?
Bud, no. I think just because when I got here, obviously he was older in age, and I don't think he was making it up. I mean, he came up just for game day. He maybe, you know, shook his hand on the sidelines on Sundays. But Amy, you know, Miss Amy's around the building. I mean, I've had lunch with her multiple times, right? She'll come in, she'll have lunch, she'll sit down, ask you how your family's doing, how the kids, how's your wife, and just talk, right? And so she's around, and she'll, you know, you could walk by her in the hallway and she'll just stop and talk to you. So she's around. I've had plenty of conversations with her over the years.
All right, Chase and I have questions we want to give to you when you have lunch with her again. Is that okay?
Yeah, can you cover that for us?
Yeah. I'll have to filter those questions.
All right. That's good. At least you'll think about it. We appreciate that. Let me ask you this. Right now, and I know you sign with teams because the money. I get all that, Brett, but why right now would anybody come to Nashville? I mean, I'm looking at it because there's nothing that shows us or speaks out like, we got this, we're excited. Why come here? I don't get it.
I mean, it probably just depends on where you're at in your career. You know, it's a great place to raise a family. If you got a family, you got kids. Obviously, the no state income tax is huge. You know, I think of it as long, you know, from a special standpoint, like you get to punt in Jacksonville, you have two dome games, right? And Nashville's a good place to punt, right? So, you know, but that not everybody, you know, I don't think there's an offensive lineman that's like, gosh, man, I just I can't wait to, you know, pass pro indoors, right? So, you know, it just depends on kind of what you're looking for. And so, you know, like I said, Nashville's a great city. People are great. Personally, I think it's one of the better NFL cities to play in. And I think it's one of the better cities, you know, as far as NFL organization is to raise your family. So
is it, when you look at this team 3 years ago and you guys, you know, the Titans were the number one team in the AFC to the fall where they are now, it's kind of hard to put your mind around just how quickly this franchise fell. You were part of this. I mean, you saw the ins and outs. Are you kind of like, what in the world happened in 3 years?
I mean, kind of, yeah, but I also know it's like the NFL. It just, I don't know. It also stands for not for long, right? It can happen, and it can happen quick. And it doesn't take much for it to kind of go south. And, you know, obviously you have a couple of draft picks that don't work out, and, you know, that could happen. It could be, you know, injuries. Injuries happen, and then all of a sudden, you don't play. You don't get the record that you want to, and there's just a lot of different variables that can go into it. And so, you know, some of the great teams, they're obviously able to sustain it for a long time. But I mean, look at New England, right? I mean, you had all that success and then all of a sudden a couple of pieces leave and now it's, you have a coach, you just fired him for 1 year. Right. And they're picking in the draft that, you know, they've never picked before in the last 20 years while they had Belichick and Brady. So, I mean, it doesn't take much, right? And so, obviously, that's why the draft is so important. And I think, too, like I said, you get a lot of draft picks in there and you get these players in that can make impacts. You know, it's like guys want to be a part of that, too, right? You know, and then there's other teams, you know, that are in cap trouble, right? And they know they're not going to get paid, right? And they know if they can go to a team that has cap space. That's also important, too. Like, you don't get to play in the NFL for your whole life, right? There's a window on your time to play. And so if you can go somewhere that can pay you and financially take care of you, you're going to do that. Right. Go back to the original question. It doesn't take much in this league and it can happen quick. And the next thing you know, you're like, wow, we have the first overall pick. How did this happen? Right.
Yeah. Brett Kern is with us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. So when you look at special teams, and let's just go on the premise that Brian Callahan's back as the head coach because it kind of feels that way at this point.
Right.
When you look at special teams for the Titans, what do you think needs to change?
Yeah, well, I mean, I do think, you know, I mean, it's Colt's first year, right? I mean, it's his Brian's first year too. There was a lot of first year guys. And so I do feel like, you know, special teams obviously started out shaky. there's no doubt about that. But then as the season went on, it progressed. It got better. You know, there were less penalties on special teams, especially ones that, you know, just kill you. Like you get a return for 15, 20 yards, and then there's a penalty, and all of a sudden, instead of getting those 20 yards on their turn, now you know, go back 10 yards, and it's a 30-yard penalty, right? And so, you know, there was less of that going on, and I do think the, you know, special teams got better. And I, you know, for Cole especially, like if the Titans prioritize, and I think we've talked about this before, but if you prioritize, like, hey, Cole, like, you get three or four roster spots, like, go find your dudes. Like, we'll do the best that we can to sign him. We'll do the best to bring him in. Like I said, 2017, I don't make my first Pro Bowl just because of how I punted the ball, right? No. Like, John brought in dudes. Like, he brought in Bates and Trawick and, you know, guys that have experience and there were guys that just took a lot of pride in special teams. And so, like, if Cole could get that, and if he can go get some dudes that can do that, right, I think it all of a sudden you go from, like, our special teams aren't very great to, hey, now you got a top five unit in the league. So,
Brett, always appreciate the discussions with you. I know we'll continue to have these because there's going to be a lot to discuss in this offseason with the number one overall pick coming to Nashville, but going to be fun for sure. Appreciate it.
When's the draft?
That's a great question.
Late April, baby.
That's a great question.
Y'all take care.
All right, we'll see you. Thanks, man.
Chaser, when we come back, the number one pick that the Titans have, there's also a high school in Middle Tennessee that had a player that went number one in the NFL draft. You know who it is? Don't answer. We'll tell you after the break.
I think I do.
Okay.
We'll discuss that coming up next. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.